Blog Talk Radio.
About. Good evening. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You're on live with your Diva, Miss Mo Betta, and alongside of my fellow host, which is Ray Queen and Twisted T. Shout out to those ladies.
Hey,
Twisted T, what's going on, baby?
Everything is everything.
Yeah, listen, we're going to send a big hugs to everybody that's actually going through something as far as bereavement or, you know, anything like that that's lost a loved one and stuff like that. So big hugs to y'all.
Thank you.
Yes, I know it's a struggle, you know. I've lost a few people in these last couple of weeks. Actually, we had a lady, she actually called our show, a friend of mine. She was a caller. Her name was Nancy. May she rest in peace. Passed away 2 days ago. So, you know, just big hugs to everybody out there from the Diva Squad that's going through something. And also a big happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating on, what's this season, Gemini? We're into Gemini season now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep, I think this is Gemini season. Happy birthday to those Geminis out there, those two-faced people, you know. Them twins. Happy birthday. You know, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend coming up. And I just ask that everybody celebrate responsibly. You know, no drinking and driving. Call a cab. Sleep where you're sitting at. Whatever you have to do, just do not drink and drive. And, you know, be aware of other people around you. How's things are going with you otherwise?
Okay. Now, you know, we all have our good days and bad things, but, you know, good outweigh the bad.
Yep, absolutely.
Just taking it one day at a time.
I know that's right.
You know, so.
Yep, again, I get that, like that old saying goes, any day above ground is a good day. You know, we got a chance to do it again. So I just thank God for allowing me to see another day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Could be one of those people actually that's grieving, you know, but but I'm not, thank God. So do you have any announcements or anything you'd like to put out there, Twisted T?
Not that I can think of, you know. Just prayers out to me and my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today is kind of rough, but,
just hold on, child. Just hold on. So, I guess if you wanna get started with the topics or whatever, we can do that.
Yeah, go ahead. Be my guest.
Hi.
It's like, go for it.
Okay, so as people know, the first one I'm gonna start with, you know, they've been having that transgender bathroom battle down in North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and you know, there's just been so many mixed feelings and different things of that nature when it comes to that you know, it's hard. You understand what I'm saying? Now it's the battle of the sexes, because now the president is saying that what if they live their lives as a woman, that they should, I guess, be allowed to go into the woman's bathroom. But then you have people, you know, saying that they could be a predator dressed in women's clothing going in, which is true. And I think they're all valid points. You understand what I'm saying? Because what I say, if it's necessary that they build the bathroom, it doesn't have to be gender specific. Just build a private bathroom. Like if they, you know, like they have like the family bathroom or whatever, where everybody, it's not even gender specific. So that way, if they are not comfortable with going either male or female bathrooms, go inside the private bathroom over there. That doesn't even have a label on it. It's just a bathroom. You know what I mean? So I think that's just, you know, it's hard now. You know, understand what I'm saying? It's like you got to choose between good and evil, so to speak. So, you know, like I said, if you, that, build a private bathroom. It doesn't have to be gender specific, you know, and allow them to go in there. You know.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just down there a couple of weeks ago, and that's what my sister and my brothers now was talking about. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can't even feel comfortable anymore, like going into a bathroom.
Yeah.
And you're definitely not going to let your children go in there 2 and 3 years old, you know,
yeah,
by themselves, well, which you shouldn't at that age.
Anyway,
but even
right.
But like 7, 8, or 9, like, it's still
yeah.
not good.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, like you said, they could dress as a woman or dress as a man and be totally opposite.
Yep. Yep.
You know, so while I was down there, I wouldn't even, actually, I think they passed the law.
They passed it? Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, because me and my sister wouldn't even use the bathroom down there, you know,
wow.
in public.
Wow.
Because.
Wow. Can you imagine, though, you know? I mean, like I said, that was just up in the air with me. I said, I don't know. You know, people
yeah,
choose
I mean,
to live their lives
so,
how they want to, but in the same aspect, the same way they want to be respected, you have to respect people that don't accept it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All in the same breath. So, you know, people, you know, kind of force this lifestyle on others, and makes now they're making it laws. To where, you know, it puts them above, you know, almost everybody else, so to speak. You understand what I'm
right.
saying? It's like saying that if I don't like your lifestyle of being gay, you can't speak about it, otherwise you'll be sued.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
you're like forcing it down people's throats.
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, it's to each his own. Who you sleep with is your business. What goes on behind closed doors, it has nothing to do with me, you know. But you can't go around here making laws, because now God is not pleased with us down here. And I'm sorry to say, you know, but God is not pleased, because we
not
make so many of man's law against above His, till it's like. You know, there's no regards anymore for Christianity and stuff like that. Now, I'm not one to judge people, and I love the Lord wholeheartedly, you know. But I'm still not one to judge, because what I do can't get you into heaven, and it's vice versa.
True.
What you do can't get me into heaven or hell. So, you know, but like I said, you can't sin. It has been forgiven until you make it a law, and then it becomes abomination. So. I just, you know, that's just my personal opinion. Which
right.
is, you know, everybody has that. Everybody has their personal opinion. So.
Probably.
You know.
I don't feel it's right either, you know, but.
Right. Well,
who are we? You know.
What's in Papa John's? No. Yeah, you know. But again, to each his own. So,
yeah.
Folks, you are on Live with the Diva Squad. For our internet users, the number is 646-238-3838. And you have to press 1 to get on Live with us, Divas. I also would like to give a quick shout-out to all the college graduates and people that are graduating. That's a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment to not only
yeah.
finish high school, but to go on and finish college as well. You know, some people have, you know, went to college for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. You know, either way, it's a big accomplishment. So congratulations to all the graduates out there that are graduating. This is like college. Most colleges are graduating. You know, so
and high school is getting ready to also graduate. So
yep,
you know,
yep,
certain
high schools
summer,
too.
Summer is getting ready to hit, so we got to watch our babies and the kids, period, like coming out of school.
Right.
you know, because they're going to be out here in the streets playing and everything
yes.
else. So,
yes,
so you definitely
yes.
got to be real careful with that.
Right, absolutely. I have to be mindful because that's how it is on my block. These cars just race up and down. And my area I live is totally residential. So why are you speeding down
exactly.
this block to go from one stop sign to the next? What's the rush?
Right.
I said, you know what? I was going to roll a basketball in front of one of their cars one day and scare the shit out of them and see if they'd slow down then. Oh, excuse me.
I doubt it.
I'm so.
I doubt it. And you got so many kids, they just a dot out there. The ball roll out there, they're going to dot out there, you know.
They're going to go chase
like, it. Where I live, you know, the police, they fly up and down through here like, you know, hey.
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't have speed bumps like the, 5 miles away from me, you know,
right.
in the uppity neighborhood, they have
right.
speed bumps.
Right.
So what's the problem? Because
right.
it's predominantly black.
Wow.
Like, you know, it's a big church, like, right across the street from me is one down the street from me, up the street from me. You got
wow.
the school up the street from me.
Like, wow.
you know, and you're still flying up and down the highway, you know,
yeah.
like you say, residential area. It's
yeah.
apartment complex where I am. It's
mm-hmm.
apartment complex across the street. So, you know, you got all these children that's out here every day, like.
Right.
And they're not paying attention like they should.
Exactly. They're just looking at one. They got one track, and that's to get that object that just rolled in the street. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Well, that is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, people got to yeah. slow down. That's why I say with this being Memorial Day weekend, and, you know, people just be careful. Careful
yeah.
out there. Not only let's look out for yourself, but you could look, watch the other drivers around you. If you see, you know,
yeah.
to try to avoid as much as you can, as far as accident wise. You know.
So you got any plan for?
Well, I have a few things actually going. It's a couple of people's birthdays this weekend, so you know, I'm trying to spread my time out all over the place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without having to go too far from home. So, you know, so I'm trying to get to one place and be settled. But, yeah, excuse me. I'm telling you, when I tell you the pollen is so thick,
the
pollen was ridiculous today. And it's like caught in the back of my throat. It was so much. My eyes was all dry and burning. I took my sunglasses off. I had to wipe them off. I needed the windshield wipers for my daggone sunglasses from all that pollen.
Wow.
Man. So even the
yeah.
allergy sufferers, I got y'all at my best interest because that thing is no joke.
And the heat.
Huh?
I said, and then the heat too. Like.
Yeah.
I couldn't even go outside today because of that. Like. I knew what was going to happen to me.
Yeah, you definitely have to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you see, I'm still, like, trying to cough this mess up. Y'all must excuse me, folks. It's just that pollen, again, is all up in my, and through my nose and my mouth and everything. That stuff is disgusting. But, you know, ain't really much we could do about it, but stay indoors, you know. We're not doing any music today, so can you read the topics off for me, please? Because right now I don't have any computer in front of me.
I was in the midst of checking something.
Okay.
So,
okay. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to see if my other thing. You know, see, that's the thing about this doggone technology. It'll fail you sometimes. At the very time when you need it. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, let me see. Because I'm trying to work this thing out. to see if it'll pop up for me. And, folks, you just kind of bear with us tonight. It's just a little different for us tonight, but we're here. You know what I mean? We're here. Okay, now let's see. I got a little something working, Twisted T. I got a little something working for us here. Okay, so, again, we started with the transgender, topic. So anybody that has any feedback on there or any comments or anything as far as that topic goes, you can inbox myself on Angie Renee on Facebook, or you have TC Holland on Facebook. You have Rachel Hargrove Smith or Ray Queen on Facebook. You can feel free to inbox any of us, leave your questions or comments if you don't like to be on the air live. If you just listen, if you just want to listen, that's fine. But to go on live and speak with us, you have to dial the number 646-238-38 and press 1, and leave your comments or whatever. So, but another topic that we have tonight is, if you found out your mate was cheating and you had the contact information of the person they were cheating with, do you contact, do you confront them, or you just confront your own mate?
You know, actually, I think I was just my mate.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what that other person might have been told or whatever.
Right. Yeah,
but if
I mean,
it's somebody I know and they normally knew that we were together, then yes, I would contact them too.
Yeah. Now, I think I'm going to contact them anyway, just, you know, just for nosiness sake. You understand what I'm saying? To be sure. I just want the correct understanding, whether I stay or whether I go. I want the correct understanding. And, you know, confronting your mate, your mate sometimes lie, will lie until the sun come up. You understand?
True.
So I want to get a correct understanding. I don't. You know, I'm not calling on no rah-rah. I'm going to be an adult about it. Just ask a simple question. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and if the stories match or whatever, if whether they said it was cheating or not, you know, I ain't blacking out. When I was younger, yes, I would be out there ready to fight. But as an adult, as a grown-up, that's not I just want the right understanding. I'm not calling on no rah-rah. I ain't calling, mess you up, or I want to kick your butt. Excuse my dog. I want to kick your butt and all kinds of stuff like that. No, I'm not on it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times you still doing all of that, you still not getting anything accomplished. Hello? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I'm not confronting them on that note. I just want to find out correct information. So, but like I said,
hey,
once you
Diva,
get older.
It's Storm. How are you?
Hi, Storm.
How
you doing? I'm doing okay,
good,
Storm.
Good.
We must. T
good,
was
good.
On here with me, but she must be going
look,
to technical.
Look, sorry
difficulty.
For the noise in the background. You know, live from. Of course, the chorus concert, you know, that's
okay,
the chorus concert
okay.
is today.
So they were singing her little heart out there. So you go, girl.
Yeah, look, working hard, trying to multitask.
You know what woman's
look,
work is never done.
I was just going to say, you know what it is, but yeah. But I was listening to the topics, and you know, I'm going to both. I want to speak to my spouse, but I also want to talk to the person. I want to find out what their feedback is and what they're talking about. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I want to know because, you know, just in case you don't tell you everything, you know?
Right. Something might be missing. So I just need to know. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know all avenues. I don't want to be jumping to conclusions about anything.
Right.
I need
well,
to
and
know.
That's my thing. Right.
And
like
you said, well, I'm going to go to the source. You know what
right
I'm
now, look, I won't put my hands on you so fast if you start speaking the truth.
Right.
Now,
right.
Now, if I'm talking to you and you're starting to lie, then, you know, I'm going to feel some kind of way. I'm not even going to lie to you. You know, I'm going to feel some kind of way, and then I don't know what happens after that. I don't know.
But
was the other topic? Because I'm only chiming in for a few minutes, and then I'm going to be back off just listening to you guys.
Well, we were speaking about the transgender bathroom battle that they have going on in the South. You know, it's like torn. And my opinion was to just build, to have a bathroom that doesn't have a gender on it at all, make it a unisex bathroom.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we went out with one of my friends one night, and we walked into the bathroom, okay? And it was a nice place, but when you walk in, literally, it was a unisex bathroom, and there was a guy that was in the bathroom. Divas, I like to wet my pants. I'm not even... I got so upset. And it wasn't like he wasn't transgender, you know. It was just the fact that he was a man that was in the women's bathroom in my head, you know. I'm like, oh my God, you're such a perv. Like, what are you doing in here? And my friends was like, nowadays, you know, it's unisex. And when you go into Manhattan, it's a unisex bathroom. And I said, see, that's not going to work for me. I'm sorry.
No.
So if I can't take a unisex bathroom, I don't know if I'll be able to take a transgender going to the bathroom, you know, or being there where I am. I don't know. That takes a little getting used to. And then nowadays, too, I don't know about you guys, but nowadays, for me, I feel like sometimes it's harder to tell who's the female and who's not, you know, they're looking real good with the makeup and everything. So I don't really know if I can tell. I've been looking for the Adam's apple. You know.
I
look for the Adam's apple, but sometimes I'm not seeing it, you know.
And them hands, too.
Them big hands. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, I seen a big lady, a big, tall, big lady with big hands and big feet.
And
you couldn't tell me that wasn't a man, because I knew it was, but they said it was really a man. It was really a woman.
Wow. So
you
really can't even go by that. Yeah.
Listen,
you know,
if y'all
it's
need
hard.
Some tips, let me know.
Listen, I'm hoping
if y'all
to hear.
Know tips on, look
you
on
know
what
when
to
it comes
for,
to
let me know.
You know, when it comes to a lot of these transgender people spend a lot of money converting themselves over, and it's hard sometimes. It's hard to tell. Which, like I said, I don't care. You live your life how you want to live, but build just a private bathroom where there's no gender specific on there, and let them go in that private bathroom to use it if everybody's having a problem. You understand what I'm saying? So to alleviate all problems, we're just going to put a bathroom here. You could only go in there one at a time. So you're going to have to wait on a line or whatever, but you still have a bathroom.
But you know what, then what again, I'm too, if we let them. But then again, too, if they go into the bathroom and it's a male's bathroom and they look like a female, then, you know, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, guys will get offended then. So it's a catch-22, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, not everybody's going to be happy with the situation or whatever. So I don't know.
Right.
Like I said, build that private bathroom where it's a one-stall bathroom. You can only go in one at a time.
I'm going to come back on with y'all in a minute.
Okay, go. Do what you got
to
do.
She's about to perform, so, you know, I got to be in there for the performance, you know.
Indeed.
Okay.
So
I
got to be in there for the performance to make it look good, you know.
Yes. Indeed.
All right, so I'll be listening.
Well, enjoy the concert, yes.
All right, bye.
Yeah, so you know, it's consuming up a lot of time, a lot of media and stuff like that. When I don't know. I guess, you know, a lot of transgender, you know, want to make themselves so superior. Say they make themselves superior that, you know, you're going to respect me for the choice that I made. You understand what I'm saying? That's how a lot of them act. And these are things that I've seen. This is not what I heard from something. This is the way I've seen them react more than one time. You know, I'm a woman and you're going to respect that. Yeah, I'm going to respect that, but you're not going to force me to do anything.
Right, true.
You understand what I'm saying? I'm a respectable, and you're going to respect me, too. You know what I'm saying? You got everybody needs to. You want respect, you have to give it. It's earned. Respect is earned and not just given. So, you know, stop the nonsense thinking that, you know, everybody has to agree with how you live your life. That's because that's not how that works. I'm sorry.
That's true.
You know, that's like people. Yeah, that's like we're not. Excuse me. We're against women messing with married men and vice versa and stuff like that. It's all the same thing. So it's not just against a gay or a transgender or different things like that. That's against any of that stuff that's wrong. It's not now, but this how the world is running now, it's the negative stuff is being glorified and the good stuff is being put to the bottom as if it's corny. You know what I mean? So, but that right there. So, did you answer that question that I asked before? Would you contact? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to know. I do want to know, you know, from both sides, you know, without being confrontational, just trying to ask the question. So, and on that note, is like, do you think marriage is, you know, has the same importance and significance as it did back in the day, you know, and what's changed about it?
Right.
That's actually a question. I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. It says, do you think marriage has the same importance or significance, or value as it has back in the day? And what do you think has changed?
I don't think it does. You know, I was speaking with someone the other day about that. Like when my parents were married, you know, yeah, I'm going to take it back that far because, you know, it was about respecting that woman. They didn't have to go out here and do no work. They wasn't out here dealing with other men.
Mm-hmm.
They stayed at home, had their babies, had their husband dinner ready. Like, I mean, it's just totally different. Some people get married just to say they married.
Just to say it, yeah. Yep,
you know, and in less than a year, they'll split up, divorce or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or you still be messing around even after you've gotten married. Like, that's what was the reason they even get married.
Right. Why even go through all of that, right?
Yeah.
You know, I just be honest and, like, listen, I'm not ready for marriage. I want to date. I want to see other people. That's all it takes. You know what I'm saying? And instead of stringing somebody along, being selfish is what that really is, because you want to have that person and then another person stringing along. That's just pure selfishness, and there ain't really nothing else to say about that.
Right.
Okay.
Just went in the car.
Oh. You okay, honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's all about really all about common courtesy. It's having common courtesy for your mate. You know what I'm saying? Giving what you want to receive, and being able to take it. Now, if you don't want to be mistreated, you don't go around mistreating people.
True.
You know. Karma always plays its position. Karma stands in the front line for anybody to slip up. You know, that's why I believe that I'm a non-confrontational person, only when necessary. But I for the most of my character, I'm non-confrontational. I'm going to let you destroy yourself. I'm going to sit back and watch you destroy yourself. I don't need to get out of character to check you. Sometimes it needs to be done, but for the most, it doesn't have to. You know, so it's sad now that so many relationships are ending in divorces and breaking up and stuff like that. And I think my my personal opinion, I think it's because of the readiness and the availability of everything outside of your marriage. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have now, and now people don't even have to leave the comforts of their home to cheat. You have the internet there where you can go on the internet, see, do, get, purchase, whatever you want to.
That's
without
true.
Leaving your bed. You can be right there doing it. You understand what I'm saying?
Texting there, the whole nine yards, like
everything.
There's just too much going on in the world today. And a lot of people are not taking marriage seriously, you know?
No, nope. They really aren't. Everything, you know, I don't know what it is. I can't, because all situations are different. But again, it just appears to me that long-lasting relationships are rare nowadays.
Right. I agree.
You know. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I said I agree 100% with you.
Yeah. Do you need to go, Diva?
No, I'll be all right.
Okay. Yeah, it's you know, it's just, I don't know, the sincerity and stuff like that now, it makes it seem like it's, like I said before, everything now negative is being glorified, that it's okay to cheat. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's just not cool. That just the same way that it's okay to cheat, it's okay to be in a healthy monogamous relationship. What's wrong with enjoying the one person the one person that you're, you know, intimate with? What's wrong with that? Why is it necessary to have two and three different people? Then you find yourself lying. Then you find yourself sneaking. Then you find yourself stressed out because now your time is being so divided and all over the place that you don't have it. You can't even keep up with what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? You got people arguing all the time, fighting all the time. All of that stuff is, everything about that is negative.
My thing, though, regardless, male or female, you know, if you out there messing around while you engaged or with somebody, period, and then you end up marrying them, then that's your stupidity to just, you know, marry that person just to say that you married them. And it's the same thing. It's still happening the whole time.
Yeah.
That you, you know, after you get married to him, like, what was the point? You know,
yep.
And it's that because I got his child or her child or whatever. That doesn't mean doodly squat to me anymore.
Right.
Like, but the same way that man or woman came to you cheating on their other, the same way that they're going to leave you for the next one.
They do you the same way.
You know, and I definitely believe in that.
Yep. That's what I'll tell you about that karma. It always plays its position. It's waiting on front line for you to act up. You know?
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself at the end of the day, is it worth it? Was it worth me cheating? You didn't order pizza?
True. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, if you got to lie about everything and just keep deleting and, you know, just lying about nonsense, like, what's the sense of even having a being in a relationship?
Right.
Just
right.
Let it go and, you know,
right.
Like, just date who you want to.
Right.
Another person thinking that it's all about them, and when you know darn well it's not just about them,
right.
It's about them and the other 20 or 30 or whatever, however many,
right.
That you're dealing with too.
Yep.
So,
that leads me to my next question. Which would you think would be easier? Is it harder to hold on, or is it harder to let go? You know, I know.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Whew. That right there, I don't know. I think it's hard. Either way you look at it, it's hard. But why keep holding on to something that's not real?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. Let it go, get your hurt in, and be over it.
Right.
You know, I know it's not, like, totally that easy. But, you know, you got to figure out whether you want to continuously keep being hurt or you want to be able to, like, go on with your life and you know, try to make things better either way you go.
Yep. Yeah, that's true because all you're doing is draining yourself, first of all, trying to hold on to something that's not there.
That's not real.
Yeah.
I agree.
Because, you know, I don't know. You can't, number one, you can't really control what other people do or really how they act or anything. You can't really control what they do. You understand what
true.
I'm saying? And thinking that, okay, I'm going to, all right, let me stay here and hold on to something that you obviously see is not there. It's just crazy. I you know, I don't know. I'm at a loss.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm at a loss.
Because, like I said, at the end of the day, either way it's going to hurt, but I think just keep holding on, it's going to be even worse.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, because you know what happens, even if you do keep holding on and people see that, they'll take you for granted. They'll start taking that for granted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They start exploiting you and alienating you and doing everything, again, everything that's negative to keep you there because now you're making it convenient for them to treat you in a way that they want to treat you, not how you should be treated. You know?
Yeah.
So,
that's,
because,
that's
you know, it's happened to me. This is how I know, I can speak about it because it's happened to me. Where
I don't even want to get started, like, you know. And, you know, the thing is, I feel like the older I get, you know, like the less tolerance I have for the ignorance and the BS. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go through that all my life.
Right.
You know, because I went through it enough and life is just too short. I want to enjoy the rest of my time here above
mm-hmm.
ground without, you know. Wait a minute.
Yes.
I just lost everything that was getting ready to come out of my mouth. Like,
oh, listen, we just having a rough time again. I'm struggling today myself because I'm having brain freeze for some reason. I'm a little foggy mentally because of this pollen and stuff. Got my
that's probably what it is. Like I said,
oh,
I mean,
okay.
I've been in the house, but you know, I got my windows up and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed like. I took, you know, my treatment earlier,
mm-hmm.
but now it's making me wheeze and stuff again, like the heat and everything mixed. I had that problem when I was down south, and I thought
that
I was going to leave this earth. I'm serious. It was just so horrible. So, Dons and Divas, we are going to be ending the show early tonight.
Yep.
Whew.
Yeah, yep. We are ending the show early tonight, folks. We just have to regroup a little bit. We appreciate our fans. You guys are definitely loyal to us, and we definitely appreciate that. We appreciate the GQ Palace family. And as we are entering, you know, warmer temperature and weathers and stuff, just, you know, for those the allergy sufferers and for the elderly people, the people that suffer from the asthmatics and stuff like that. Just be careful because you really have to, you just make sure you got whatever life support that you use available.
Right, at all times.
Yep, because this stuff gets thick, you know, and to where, you know, it makes it hard to breathe. So
I agree.
Listen, I'm listening at you. So
it's rough. As soon as I get off the phone, I'm going to hug my baby.
Yeah, well, you go.
Because I got to get it in my lungs, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you go and you
crazy. I'm not doing anything. It's just that this is what happens. I get the coffin and it's a wrap. Like,
yeah,
I feel it whenever I get the coffin.
Right,
and I'm out here at the cars and everything, and you can just see the pollen on top of them. Like,
yeah, I know how it is because, like I said, it was all on my sunglasses today. My eyes are actually burning now that I need to. I think I might have went through a bottle of Visine in a week for having to put so many eye drops in. So I got to look for some better eye wash because the eye drops are, you know, they seem to not be doing the trick right now. So
right.
But
it was almost 90 degrees today.
Mm-hmm. And I love that weather, though. I complain about
it. I'm not complaining about it.
Yeah.
But I had to end up taking, like, 2 showers, like, just to, you know, cool myself off because I don't have my air conditioners up in the windows.
Yeah.
Yet. Well, I'm not going to put them up in here because if all goes well, which I think God is answering my prayers, I will be moving out of here by July.
All right, now.
I'll be leaving out of here by July, so that's a blessing in itself right there.
Right.
And I'm so ready to go. Like, I don't know which direction I'm going to go yet. But
yeah. Yep.
I'm going to be closer to my daughter.
Good. Oh, that's great. Nah, yeah, that's good.
I mean, you know, not directly there, but I think that's where I'm going to go to because of everything I'd be closer to her.
Okay.
You know, that way she can get to me sooner than later, you know.
Right, right.
And that's one of her main concerns with everything going on now.
Yeah,
my grandson will be going back to her. And, you know, I won't have that little person in the house that can call 911 if they need to or call somebody like help. My mama is in distress. Like,
right.
So, yes, y'all. If all goes well, 1st of July, I will be out of here.
Okay. Well, good luck to you on that.
Yep. Gotta go.
God bless you on your move.
It's been 9 years here, so.
Oh, okay. Well, that's about as long as I've been in my place, too. I was just talking about that earlier today.
Uh-huh.
You know, being in this one spot for 9 years. You
right.
know, other than the house that I grew up in, I've never lived in a place that long.
Right.
So, I guess I'll take that as a blessing, that way I could be stable, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but again, folks, we are going to actually end the show early tonight to regroup. We will be back on the air next week at 7 p.m.
We actually can go through these topics again, you know, since
right.
Everything
we'll,
is just so, like, discombobulated.
it's just a little extra.
Everybody
stuff
has
going.
Things to do, like, you know, so, yes, we definitely, like, you know, on point. We do our consistency, but today it just seemed like when everybody has something to do, me going through my little changes today.
Yeah.
So, you know, we look forward to you guys every week.
Absolutely.
And it's definitely been, you know, I love this show.
Absolutely.
But,
I look forward to it, too.
Today is just a day that we're going to end early. Let everybody get their stuff together.
Absolutely.
And again, like I say, we're more than likely going to do the same topics next week.
Yep.
Therefore, we'll have more, you know, maybe you guys will, like, get it together and we'll put it in the link of what we're talking about. And you all can come and chime in with us. And with that being said, we've come to the end. Always thinking of our callers, listeners, most of all, God, our CEO, executive producer, my divas,
Storm,
other family members of GQ Palace,
mm-hmm.
members, everybody. You know, we appreciate you guys because it's you that bring us on every week to, you know, do this, to have these topics and everything. And if you ever have anything you would like to speak on or talk about, you can always hit one of us divas up, or you can send it to GQ Palace Mail, which is GEQUE002@gmail.com, all lowercase letters. And again, all lowercase letters, GEQUE002@gmail.com. We also have a show tomorrow. I'm thinking that we're having a show tomorrow. And nobody is safe on this show. The Swagger's Den. And then Friday, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO and host and his co-host, Storm. And that's from 6 to 8. 6 to 8. You don't want to miss it. They have various things going on that show, and it's a great show. So make sure that you chime in. And with that being said, we will talk to you guys next Wednesday at 7 p.m. sharp.
Yes.
With that being said, we're out of here. We love you, and have a blessed, safe week, rest of the week.
Happy Memorial Day to all of those out there.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Diva. Take care.
All right. Yes. Feel
right.
better, Diva. And
thank
and
you.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Can you hear that playing? That's my song. Myself. Calling up my girls as I head into the nightlife. Work, no pay, take heed, better listen. Get that money, don't let it make you. I know what's up, can't play them games. He's choosing, but I'll pay. Been there, done that, so I'm not surprised. Was the top one in my class. Don't hold your breath, cause you might turn blue. Trying to wait on something big. Have a backup plan to ensure yourself, so you know just what to do. Is jumping right.
wait a minute, that's my song. Two step to the right, one slide to the left. I think I got it. Let me show them how to get it in. Much older now, knees stiff, hard to bend. Flow proud, little mama try to back it in. Drink in a hand, think it's a shot of hand. Hot did the bug, guess I'm off a throne again. Stick it with a two step and nothing else. That's all you get.
Hear that